Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Friday, May the 4th, be with you.
I know, everyone keeps saying that. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I know, it's like, I had to figure it out for a while. And I'm like, what the fuck? May the 4th be with you.
I mean, it's cute, but after you see like 20 right. memes in a row, it's like, okay.
Right, it's enough,
we
right?
We get it. We get it.
So anyway, for Star Wars fans, that's the day, I guess. I don't know. What the hell?
Yeah, that's definitely the day.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful Friday in LA, and we're having fun here. I don't know how I'm functioning. I'm so freaking tired.
Really? What time did you go to bed?
I went to bed at 12:30, okay?
It's kind of myself, late for you.
It's not late. It's
oh,
early.
Oh, yeah, you usually go to bed at 2.
Yeah, 1:30 or 2.
And you're tired?
I'm very tired because I woke up during the night, you know? So I think I have to admit that I have a sleeping disorder or something.
Yeah,
yeah, whatever
so
they
too.
Call it.
You know, you can do tests for that. You can go to the hospital and, like, get right. tied up and they just watch you sleep, which is
right.
kind of creepy, but...
Right.
But they'll be able to tell you.
But I probably don't have to go that far because I already know I have sleep apnea, which wakes me up during the night, you know? So and
it could
I
be something else, too.
I got to tell you, on my trip, I think it was the fact that I was using like different pillows and
you slept like
they
a
were
baby.
Propped up more. I slept like a baby for 4 nights.
Maybe you need
at different
to
hotels. So I think the pillows I need to prop them up or something.
Or get new ones.
Yeah, or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, were they like the hotel pillows like thick? You know how sometimes
they're
thick?
Yeah, they're very thick.
Yeah, I would just maybe get some of those and then prop them up so you're like sleeping
right,
kind of like, on your back, like
right.
upright.
Right.
Like if you get surgery and you have to lay in a hospital bed, like kind of right. like that, unfortunately.
I know, I think so, but it's better than getting that friggin' CPAP machine, man. When we were talking to that doctor, I'm like, no way, man.
I'm going to be honest with you, that's not a memorable conversation for me. I like slept through that entire interview.
Well, that's okay. It wasn't relevant to you, so there you go.
It probably will be in a couple years, though, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to have that as well.
I hope not.
I've been sleeping like shit lately too.
Really?
Yeah, I wake up like every 2 hours.
Really?
I don't know why.
Wow.
It's like almost like a
dreams
a burst. No, like a burst of anxiety.
Wow.
Like it almost feels like I'm falling off my bed, but I'm not.
Really?
Yeah, and then I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Have you been anxious during your waking hours?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Weird, right?
Yeah, it's very strange because I would think that it probably comes from something you're experiencing during the day.
Yeah, no.
No.
I mean, nothing stressful is happening during my days because nothing is going on. Unfortunately.
Yeah. So we're going to have a guest on the phone calling in a few minutes. He was going to be here in the studio, but... we had to postpone the interview because I went on a trip last week. So now he's in New York, but we're going to talk to him anyway on the phone. And he's got music and a whole... he's active in diabetes and things like that. So we're going to see what he has to say here.
Okay.
So how are things with you? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's good. I'm in the middle of like doing a casting, so maybe that's why I have anxiety. Because I haven't done like a casting like this since I was 22.
What does it mean casting? I mean, you say you're doing casting. What does that
mean?
So
like a casting process is basically you have to do the initial Skype interview. Then you got to do like 4 more Skype interviews with 4 different people. Then you got to send in a casting tape. And then you got to fill out background paperwork. And then it's just like a waiting process to see if you made the cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that have to do with the one you went to the other day?
No, the modeling
no,
one? No. No. That's just in the rear view.
Well.
That's gone. This is actually for a TV show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and only films for like 2-3 days, but still.
But it's a long process, huh?
Mm-hmm. But they start filming on my birthday, actually.
Oh,
so I'm
nice.
Like, they should be picking people
Maybe
soon.
Maybe it'll happen.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll happen for you. You never know.
I'm actually feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
But I feel good about every casting I go to, so that doesn't...
But that's the way to do it, you know? You got to be positive about it.
So maybe that's why I'm not sleeping, because I'm anxious about that. Like, I'd rather just get the call, like, hey, we picked you. Like,
right.
I did the background paperwork yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see. I don't have a record or anything. Like, I don't have any restraining orders out against me or anything.
Good.
So hopefully I'll pass that.
A good criminal background check, right?
Mm-hmm.
You passed.
Yeah, because if you get like, if you have like a misdemeanor or like a felony charge for fighting or anything like that, you can't do a show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good thing the fighting you did was on a TV show.
Yeah. And they want you to get your ass beat, so that's fine.
Yeah. Did you actually get into physical fights with a girl?
I got jumped by 5 girls.
You got jumped
like
by
my
them?
Ass whooped, Sam.
Wow.
Yeah, like I had a lip ring in. They tried to rip it out, so I had a gash from like here to
and
here.
And what, the producers let it
oh,
happen?
Oh, there was like security in the room. Producers were in the room. They all just stood there waiting for like the money shot. So they only showed about like 15 seconds of the fight. The fight was over 35 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me sleep for over 24 hours because I got hit in the head so many times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how many girls? 5?
5 girls, yeah.
5 girls.
And my sister ran up to try to save me, but then, I mean, it was too late at that point. I was already fucked up.
Wow. And you couldn't sue them for this?
They told me I could.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean, when you sue a network, your TV career is done.
Yeah,
so I was like, sue them for a quick buck or like just take it.
Exactly.
I'll take my ass beating.
Take a couple $1 million and go home.
No.
What the hell?
No, I care, but I like being on TV too much.
Yeah, but it's not happening.
I know. Not yet, Sam. Okay? Not yet. But it will. All right? But sometimes I do think about that.
I would have gone for the money. I mean, my God, you know, it's like they bit you up.
Well, there was another girl on the show that sued because they went to like Jamaica. And when they were at Jamaica, one of the Jamaican guys at the bar, I guess, I don't know if it was 110% true, but this is word on the street, is a Jamaican dude put drugs in her drink. And she drank it and she blacked out. And when she went back to the house, she fought everybody and got her ass beat. But then she got sent home.
Oh.
So she ended up getting a lawyer and asking for the tapes because right. The production team filmed the Jamaican dude putting drugs in her drink and did nothing about it.
Really?
So she sued and I guess she settled for like 2.5.
Good.
But she's like a bum now.
Yeah?
She's like a bum. She like lives in hotels. She's super depressed. I'm like, yeah, that shit ain't worth it.
Well, because maybe
just take those
shit,
drugs,
you know?
Get your ass beat, go home and get called for a spinoff.
Yeah. Well, obviously she wasn't smart about managing her money that she got. I mean, my God.
2.5 you know? Could last me like the rest of my life, I feel.
It could last pretty long.
Yeah. Maybe yeah. Not my the rest of my life.
No. Well, it depends how you live, you know, but you'll probably go crazy spending money. You won't have much left, no?
No, I'm not a crazy spender.
You're not?
When I used to make money, I was so good at saving. When I moved out here, I had almost 80.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Blew through that, though, because I had a fucking choice. Oh, gets me so depressed.
You blew through 80 grand?
Oh, 80 grand, Sam.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
How?
My rent when I first moved out here was $5,100 a month.
You lived at a $5,100
yes,
a month?
Yes, I could live in a mansion in Massachusetts with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you do it?
Because I'm an idiot, and it was like a last minute move, and I was scared my credit was going to get approved for a regular apartment, so I ended up moving into a fully furnished place downtown, so it was like one of those hotel/apartments,
right.
So like floor 1
oh,
through 10
fuck.
Was a hotel,
yeah.
And then I lived in one of the penthouses on top, like living lavishly out of my means.
Living large on top of the world,
yep.
And then leaving yourself broke.
Yep, pretty much, that's
great.
What happened.
Okay, so you're not good at managing money.
Not when I'm like doing a spur of the moment move.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Doing a spur of the moment spending is not good.
No, definitely not. So yeah. Now I know.
But
never
I can't
to do again.
You blew
$80,000. I know, can we not? Let's not. Moving
okay,
on.
We won't talk about that. At least thank you for being honest about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, what can I say? Like, I used to look at my savings account and, like, just, like, smile. Like,
yeah.
You go, bitch. You go.
Yeah.
Now it's like.
That's okay. You'll do it again.
Yeah.
You're young. What was I going to say? And your sister, she didn't get jumped like you did?
No, she jumped in to try to save me, but they tried to fight her too. But
really?
They were more focused on me. I'm always the more hated
twin. Did you think you were going to die?
No.
No?
You know what it is? And I hate to say this, but it almost felt like being raped. You just like kinda,
I can't imagine.
Yeah, you just like kind of lay there and hope for it to be over.
Right.
And then when it's over, you're kind of like, that didn't really happen.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like a pretty bad experience. Like, I was more in like shock, like, that the production team just kind of like stayed in the room while
yeah,
it was happening.
35 minutes.
35 fucking minutes, Sam. They put gum in my hair. I had to cut my hair. I had my Prada glasses on, like, because I wear glasses normally, and I was just hanging around the house. They broke my Prada glasses, put gum in my hair. I had a lip ring in. They tried to rip that out. I was bleeding profusely. I had a black eye, bruises everywhere.
Wow, who the fuck are these girls?
They're trash.
They are trash.
The girls that I was on the show with were out. They literally, I always describe my season of Bad Girls Club as the casting producers traveled across America, went from dumpster to dumpster, and picked out the nastiest, most rotten piece of trash.
Wow.
Me and Gabby are like crazy, but we're like not trashy crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I'm crazy because I have a bad mouth. Like I'll tell someone really quick, like some really nasty shit about yourself. Like I'll make you want to kill yourself after I'm done talking.
Will.
Yeah, I'm so mean sometimes. But other than that, like I don't fight. Like me telling you that you look disgusting or that you're gross, or that's not me. That's not grounds for me to want to fight you. I'm just telling you facts.
Now, so the question was what started it all? I mean, what did you say to them?
So there was like built out. So basically our season was jump a season. So I was definitely involved in jumping other people.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So it was like at some point tensions turned and everyone turned on me and Gabby. So we actually went to Chipotle. And you're not allowed to talk to the casting directors or the mic people ever, because there's been like girls that fuck camera guys and stuff like that. So they just don't allow any communication at all. But when the mics are off or you're getting your battery changed, you can kind of like quickly cross worries because you can't be heard. So while we were getting our battery changed in the parking lot of Chipotle, one of the sound techs was like, whatever you do when you go home, stay strong. So I looked at Gabby, I go, we're going to get our ass beat when we get home.
Really?
Yeah, I knew we were going to get our ass beat.
So he knew it already.
Yeah, so we went home. That place was trash. They threw food all over the house, trash. They didn't touch any of our clothes or any of our stuff, but they trashed the house. I'm like, why would you trash your own house? It's stupid to begin with. So Gabby was downstairs, like, eating her Chipotle, and I was like, I just want to get this ass beating over with. So I went upstairs. I went into the girls' room. I picked up the trash can. It was full of, like, pads, dirty tampons, like anything you could think of. It was like a ladies' room trash bucket. I went into the room. They're all sitting on the bed with their bandanas on, sneakers on, and I'm like, here's a little trash for you guys, and I volleyball chucked it at them, and they just charged me and beat the shit out of me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you started it.
Yeah. Because I knew it was going to happen anyways. I just wanted to get it fucking over with. Just beat my ass now, because I know you guys are going to beat me and Gabby up eventually, so just do it fucking now.
Wow.
Yeah. Winning.
But why would they want to kick your ass and Gabby's? I don't understand that. How did that start?
Because we're twins. They hated the fact that we were
really?
Twins. Yeah. When we moved in, it was like a huge deal. They're like, that's not fucking fair. We're all here by ourselves. You have your sister.
Right.
Because me and Gabby, no matter how bad shit got, we were like, girl, because we had each other. It was different, you know?
Yeah.
Because those type of shows really do suck when you're by yourself.
Yeah.
Like I did Bad Girls Club 13. And Gabby was pregnant at the time, so she couldn't film it. And it was just me and a bunch of girls that I literally hate in real life.
Right, yeah. Well,
hello, guys.
Well, hello. Whoa. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Who's this?
Hi, I have Ben Rue for you.
That sounds good. I was expecting a man. That's why I was wondering. But there we go.
I'm definitely a man.
There you are, Ben. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So I'm here with Danny, and we were going to see you last week in person, but it couldn't happen. So now I understand, in New York?
Now we're in Austin. We were just in New York, and now we're here for the iHeart Country Music Fest.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, in Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Yep, we've been everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Are you originally from New York?
I'm from Oregon, actually.
Okay, you don't have any type of accent at all.
I know. I'm plain Jane. I live in Nashville.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
From Oregon.
Do you like Nashville?
I do. I've been there 6 years now, and there's a lot of good energy, good life, and obviously country music in Nashville, so that's what brought me in.
I went to Nashville for one night, and I was like, see ya.
Really? You didn't like it?
Goodbye.
Well, she's not a musician, so there you go. But Oregon sounds great, man. That's one of the places I'm considering for retiring eventually.
Portland.
So, I don't know if Portland, but maybe outside of Portland or something. But what was it like for you growing up there? Do you like Portland? I mean, do you like Oregon?
I love Oregon. I grew up on a grass seed farm out there, out in the country. My both my brothers live out there with my dad on the farm and my mom, and I'm kind of the black sheep that picked up and moved to Nashville 5 years ago. But yeah, if you can handle rain 3 months out of the year, it's the most beautiful place that, you know, I've ever lived.
Ooh, I can't handle that.
How many months of the year?
Three.
2 to 3 months a year, you get you know, raining.
Well, that's not a lot. I'll take that.
That's a fucking lot, Sam.
That's not a lot.
Three whole months?
Me. I wish we had 3 months of rain here.
That's 90 days of rain.
That's not a lot. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I guess 90 out of 365 doesn't sound that bad. I think Seattle might be worse than that.
That's why it's so green.
Yeah, there you go. So so you at a young age decided to move away and go to Nashville. How did that come about for you?
Yeah, I baseball was my first dream growing up, and I played in high school and college and a year in Michigan, but I got hurt, and so I kind of turned to something else to dive into, and in music. I started writing songs in college, and then really started playing out after I graduated, and finally I did the X Factor, the first season of the X Factor, and made it, you know, to the top 80. Wasn't too far, but Simon gave me a lot of confidence, Simon Cowell, and he told me he thought I had a great voice and wanted to see me keep at it. So that was really what pushed me to move to Nashville.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, that's very nice. So did you have to study any music, or was it mostly talent?
I picked it up as I went along. I taught myself how to play guitar on YouTube.
Really?
And my older brother played a little guitar, and so I thought anything he could do, I could do better. So
oh damn!
I picked up the guitar and taught myself.
Wow. Okay. So how old are you? Because you sound like a baby. You sound very young.
Come on. He's young, but not a baby.
Well, he sounds like he has a baby voice. Are you in your 20s at least? Oh, you're 31.
I'm 31.
Okay. Wow. I'm about to be 30 in like 2 weeks.
There you go. You see, we have a match there already. But she doesn't like Nashville, so you guys would have a problem. But
well, yeah. And I'm married, so that's a problem.
Oh, okay. That would be a problem.
I might be the only 30-year-old not married, Sam. Unfortunately.
That's all right.
Yeah. So for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Ben Rue. He's calling us from Austin, Texas, where I guess you're at the iHeart Country Festival or something. Is that what they call it?
iHeart Music Festival.
iHeart Country Music Fest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm here.
That's what they call it.
I'm here with my friends at Accutech Guide, and we're launching our campaign, Buck Off Diabetes. And
yes.
Also got my new single that just came out.
Cool.
Do you have diabetes?
I do. I was diagnosed when I was 14.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's difficult.
That's that, you know, and that's a tough illness to live with, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's one of those conditions that you got to manage every single day. So I use the Accutech Guide is what I've learned to love, and I test myself 6 to 10 times a day, depending on if we have shows, and it's one of those things that you have to manage, because like my mom always used to say, if you you got to pay for it now, or you'll pay for it later, you know.
Right, that's very
but
true.
I've seen a lot of those ups and downs, and much like riding a bull, like our campaign.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, how does that like affect your life? How does the disease manifest itself in your everyday life? I mean, does it hinder you from doing certain things? What does it do exactly when you have diabetes? This is type 1, right? Diabetes type
1. Yeah.
Right. Tell us about
it. You know, I always thought that it would keep me from doing things when I was first diagnosed, and that's why I was scared of it. But I've learned that, you know, it doesn't control you, and I try to live by the motto here, you know, live your life without fences, and that's what, you know, the single's all about, and that's what this campaign is all about. But it can be frustrating some days, you know.
Yeah,
you gotta keep a routine, but it just gotta not get too frustrated.
Yeah, that's true. And that's you got it at a young age. And that's, when were you first diagnosed with it?
I was 14 years old.
Oh, 14. Wow. That's young. That's young.
Usually my mom's a nurse and brought home a little blood sugar kit to test on her kids for fun, you know.
Whoa.
We were her guinea pig. And mine was 555.
Oh my God. Wow, that's
kind of caught us off guard.
Yeah, wow. So you decided to devote yourself into music. So I want to play your single here, Let Them Loose, right? That's your new single?
Absolutely, yeah.
Should we play that?
We just released it.
Yeah.
We just released it last Friday, and it's like, I love it. It's everything that I'd want to put in a message to people and put out to the world, and it partners perfectly with the Buck Off Diabetes campaign, which is all about pushing boundaries. So I'd love if you give it a spin, man.
Yeah, let's do it. And I want
to see what people think.
Yeah, exactly. So let me put it on, and we'll listen to a minute or two of it.
You got dreams that you've been holding back, ones that you ain't letting past you. You got cards that you ain't throwing down, hands that you ain't showing now, thinking you might lose. You're too afraid to try, let those tires ride down the road, but you don't know where it goes to. Let them loose, let them run, let them chase down the sun, let them fly, let them crash, let them go, let them roll like that. With the wind where there ain't no fences, like a thousand horses pounding on your heart, trying to break through. Let them loose.
This is a cool song, you know? I mean, I really like this. Country is not one of my favorites, or let's say it's not top of my favorites, just some country songs I really like, you know?
Yeah, your voice is very beautiful.
Yeah, you have a beautiful voice. I think you cut out for this, Ben.
So you, I got you on board with it then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Country
thing. No, I like this. Well, when did you write this song?
This was one that I heard from a friend, like, I don't know, a month, 2 months ago, and I was like, I need that song. Like, that's perfect for me. That's, you know, I write
100
days out of the year, 150 days out of the year, so.
Really?
But this one just spoke to me in a different way.
Yeah, yeah. It's very cool, you know. So, so you're, like, promoting this. So you're promoting your song and the Buck Off Diabetes. Tell people how they can get involved in this.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Buck Off Diabetes, you can save a buck and you can donate a buck. You can save a buck with the little AccuCheck Simple Pay card, which, you know, you pay the same low price every single time you buy testing strips, which is, like, for me, I mean, that's any diabetic will welcome that into their life.
Really?
And then you can donate a buck by taking your bull horns with your hand, snapping a picture, and then uploading it to social media with the hashtag BuckOffDiabetes. And every post that goes up, Roche Diabetes Care will donate a buck to a diabetes-related organization. So it's super simple. It's easy. Everyone's on their phones every day anyway. Just encourage everyone to get involved.
That's true.
Right, yeah.
And how can people find out about it? Where can they go online?
Yeah, if you want to hear more about my music, you can go to benroommusic.com, and the single's on there. If you want to hear more about the campaign, then you go to buckoffdiabetes.com.
Awesome. And you'll have all the links and everything to social media and that, so you guys can find out everything you need to know about it. The website for Ben, of course, is benrue.com, and you can find out more about the song. You can buy it through the website. You can listen to it. Do you have you made an album yet, or do you have only a few?
Yeah, so not with this. This is a new single here. I released an album back last May of 2017, and that's all up there. I got a bunch of songs and stuff, but this is a brand new single that I'll have some more music out this year, but this is the one we're leading off with.
That's awesome. Are you going to be in LA again anytime soon?
I hope so. I love the weather out there.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing today.
Weather. Yeah.
Good energy, too. Great city.
It is, yeah. Well, grab the wife and come down here and visit us. And if you want, you can come in the studio and have a blast. So Ben,
I'll do that.
Yeah. Ben, what are you doing at the festival there? Are you competing or something, or is it just something you're attending?
We are here with the AccuCheck folks, with the campaign, and we're going to be at the Village emceeing with Amy, Radio Amy from the Bobby Bones Show, and introducing a couple of acts, and then walking the red carpet and just sharing the new single with some people. So it should be a lot of fun.
Awesome. And you did a bull ride at Times Square. Is that true? I'm looking at this here.
I did, yeah. Are you creeping on my social media?
No, actually, that's what they said. The publicist said, so.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so tell us about it.
I wouldn't care if you were. We were just
I'm going to creep
York,
on your Instagram right now.
At GMA with Rob, and we were launching it out in Times Square, and he was on the bull, and then I jumped on the bull. It was a rush, man. It was a lot of fun.
That's cool. Can we see that anywhere? Do you have it on YouTube or something?
Yeah, it's on my Facebook.
Okay.
They have a link on there, but yeah, it's all up there.
Yeah, I want to check you out on the bull. That'd probably be pretty cool.
Yeah, please do.
All right, Ben. Well, much more success to you. You're a very promising artist, and very impressed with the music, you know, and the stuff that you're doing, because I think, you know, suffering from an illness that really is part of your life, you feel you want to help other people and share new experiences, and I admire you for that, you know, standing up to whatever's in the way and doing it anyway, right?
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've gone through some stuff in my life that, you know, everyone, every day there's someone that's starting their journey with diabetes, and it's only right that I kind of share my story and hopefully encourage some people along the way.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Ben, thank you.
But thank you so much for having me, guys.
Of course,
I'll
it was a pleasure.
Next time in L.A.
Bye,
yeah,
Ben.
Anytime. You're welcome back anytime, Ben.
See ya.
All right.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Wow. Sounds like a nice guy, huh?
Yeah, he seems nice.
Yeah. And he sings nice, too, man. I mean, this is like a professional sound as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. He has a nice voice.
Wow. Very cool. So, all right, so yeah, so you guys can go to it's benrue.com, and you can check out his music and everything, and pretty cool guy. So in other news. So you were beat up and everything. Now we know your history.
Yeah, this new show, I don't think it's a show where I would be, like, in a situation where I'd get beat up.
Don't get into those anymore.
I don't care.
It's not worth anything.
I always say I don't mind getting my ass beat as long as there's a paycheck at the end of it. Mm. Just give me a check. And as long as they don't fuck up my face to a point where, I don't look the same.
Really? So you don't mind getting beat up?
No. I mean, I have a lethal mouth. At some point, someone's going to beat my ass.
Yeah, but don't you use some judgment?
No.
In how you use
sometimes
that mouth?
Sometimes you can't control it, especially if you're put in situations where you don't have any, outside, communication. You're just stuck in a house with these people that you fucking hate. And it's like, ugh! I'm just going to tell this dude one time how I feel about him.
That's true. It's hard not to, right?
Yeah, but
when you're pissed at someone.
But I don't think the show that I'm applying for would have to do with any of that type of hostility.
Good. I'm glad to know.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, in other news, you're going to freak at this. A 132-pound ovarian tumor was removed from a Connecticut woman. This is 132 pounds.
Wait, how does her body not even expand at that point?
Because it does. It looks like she's pregnant or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it looks more than pregnancy. I mean, this thing, imagine when you bring a baby, it's like 9 pounds, 6 pounds.
So, does she have cancer?
No, they're saying it's not cancerous either.
Oh, so it's benign.
Yeah, but they removed it. Team of 12 surgeons.
Okay, but at some point, did this woman not think to, go to the doctors and be like, something's growing inside of me?
Right, you know, especially when she says it grew at 10 pounds a week.
5 pounds. Even at 5 pounds, I'm like, okay, something's going on. Because I'm not having sex and I'm not definitely not pregnant.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I mean, yeah, it's like for 3 months. No, actually since November. Wow. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. And 6 pounds of abdominal wall tissue and excess skin.
Ew.
That have been stretched by the tumor.
Okay, can we do like a more like less gross story?
Okay, I know. And I'm looking at a picture of them cutting it open.
And I'm just like, even you describing it, I'm like, that's really not the vision I want to have for the rest of my Friday afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess Kanye West knows in the headlines, right?
Yeah, but he's also that? Has an album coming out, so right. I think this is a publicity stunt.
You think so?
Yeah, like.
You know, I gotta tell you, I never listened to his music. I don't even know one song of his. I don't.
He's got some classic hits for sure.
Yeah, I know.
He has a new song.
But
called
I never was happy with his personality or anything. But now,
I mean, he's really, really creative.
They're crucifying him now. Yeah. For he's opening like, his mouth about history and shit.
And Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Like, black people are, like, not even listening to his music anymore because he's, like, advocating for Donald Trump, which I think is
saying,
a publicity stunt.
But
because
they're
I
saying
don't.
It's not because of that. Because he's talking about slavery. And
it's all of it.
It's not relevant anymore.
It's all of it. But he has a new song out called Lift Yourself, and the tagline is literally poopy-dee-doop.
Really?
Yeah.
But, no, I think he's been attacked because... he supports Trump.
Yeah,
you know?
110%.
It's like everything else is like, why not let the man talk? If that's his opinion, let him have an opinion. But why? But they're saying like they're going to taking him off the playlist on a Detroit radio station.
I'm telling you, I think it's all a publicity stunt. I don't think he's like that when doors are closed and he's by himself with his family. I think this is all a strategic plan. He's about to drop another Yeezy line, and he has a new album coming out. He hasn't come out with an album in years. Mm. Obviously, he wants to be the number one person talked about. He's been in every headline that I've seen on social media has been about him, and he's doing it correctly. He's just not doing it in maybe the smartest way.
Right.
But, I mean, he's being talked about. Yeah. Lift Yourself went to like number one the day it came out because people wanted to see what the fuck he was saying on the song. And he was saying poopity doop. I'm like, what?
Whoa.
It's a catchy song though. Like the hook is catchy, but he's literally saying like poopity doop.
Yeah. So again, you know, you may agree or you may not agree with the things he says, but, and like I said, I don't particularly like him, but to shut somebody up like that is totally not, it's un-American to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you gotta have the freedom to express what you want and then go and engage in a conversation or
yeah, but his slavery comments were a little bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, black people definitely did not have a choice back then. If that's the case, they'd be like, I choose.
No, he
not
says it's a choice to talk about it now.
No, he's saying back then, that's what...
Well, look what it says. It says, when you hear about slavery for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. That's what he said.
Yeah, he's basically saying black people chose to be part of it.
No, to continue talking about it now.
No, if you watch the interview, like the actual interview, he's saying that back in the day, black people could have chose not to be a slave. And people are like, you are an idiot.
Are you sure that's what you heard?
Yeah, I'm positive. And the way he was explaining it in person. I mean, maybe he just didn't do a good job explaining himself. Maybe he meant it the way you're taking it. But people are taking it as if, like, no, black people didn't choose to handcuff their hands and feet and be on boats.
No, I don't think that's what he meant. I think he misunderstood.
Yeah. Well, he should have just, like, not said anything.
Yeah.
I mean, no one brought up slavery in the interview. He brought it up himself. So it was like, why did you didn't have to touch? You didn't have to talk
then,
about.
And then you don't touch icons like Martin Luther King and say he's too far in the past to not relate.
No,
you know,
there's a national holiday for him, motherfucker.
Yeah. So this guy, you're right. Maybe he's just trying to get some publicity.
I'm telling you, he just wants to be talked about right now. Yeah. And the only way Kanye knows how to be talked about is in a negative light.
Yeah.
Because it's always been negative his whole career.
Right?
Yeah, between Taylor Swift, which was also a publicity stunt, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he jumped on the stage?
When he jumped on the stage. And then after, when he made that song, I Made That Bitch Famous. Have you ever heard that song?
No, no.
He was like, me and Taylor still might have sex. I made that bitch famous.
Wow.
Yeah, and she like came out and was crying about the lyrics. And then he leaked their phone conversation where they both agreed to put it on the track. So they're both publicity artists.
Look at that.
So their feud was a bunch of fake bullshit.
It is, huh? Mm-hmm. So they actually discussed it beforehand.
Yeah, he leaked the footage because she was like going above and beyond, being like, oh, how dare you put that on a song? And he was like, hold on, shorty. He's like, this is what we agreed.
I know, you're not going to throw me under the bus.
She's literally on the phone like, yes, I love it.
Yeah. And then she throws him out under the bus.
She disappeared for a long time after that. She just fell off the face of the map.
Yeah.
She just now came out with a new single. I actually like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't listen to the radio anymore, so I don't know what new songs there are.
I don't really listen to the radio, but I'll wait to see what people are talking about, like on social media, and then I'll go to Apple Music. I'll listen to it once. If I like it, I'll just add it to my library.
Gotcha.
But I'm so behind on new music. When people are talking about new songs, I have no clue what they're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. You see, I have the Discover feature on Spotify, and it finds songs that I didn't know about,
right,
that are related to what I like, mm-hmm, which is very cool. So, but it's still like older songs, it's just I didn't know about them.
Right.
Because I'm not interested in today's music at all. What can I tell you, you know?
Yeah, music is definitely different back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, even back then when they had, like, boy bands, like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, like, they don't have music like that anymore. Yeah. You know, like, I grew up listening to that, and it makes me sad that my kids aren't going to have, like, the same thing, because, like, there's really no boy bands or anything like that anymore.
Yeah, but it'll probably come back, you know? Everything is phases, yeah. Everything comes back eventually, I think, you know?
Like bell bottoms and chokers.
Yeah.
I do love that look, though.
I know. And I mean, like the group ABBA, for example, when they first came out, people said they're shit, you know, they're not serious. Then they became like the hottest thing.
I've never heard of that group ever in my life.
ABBA? Really?
Nope. Not
Dancing Queen.
Okay. I've heard that song.
Yeah.
That song sucks. Oh, my God. I can't even tell you. Anytime that's in a movie, I put the movie on mute while it's playing.
Really?
I hate that song.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just hate it.
Do you have any of the songs that you do like? But you said you
back in the day?
You barely know them, so.
Yeah, no.
Like SOS and Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia hated.
Yeah?
It reminds me of that.
So it's not a group for you.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. Mamma Mia reminds me of that movie with Michael Myers and the other, who's the other guy that played that? What are they called? Not Beavis and Butthead. You don't know what movie I'm talking about?
No.
When he had long hair and they were like stoners and it was like in the 70s.
Spinal Tap or something?
What the fuck? No. That sounds like a horror film.
Dazed and Confused?
No. Hold on. Now I have to Google it, because I know you know this movie. You have to.
Yeah, I probably do. But someone with long hair, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah. But in the meantime, I guess Hawaii's Kilauea volcano is erupting.
Oh.
As we speak.
That's the only island that has a active volcano, correct?
Yeah, the big island.
And nobody lives there, right? They evacuated everybody?
No, people do live there. That's why they evacuated them now. But apparently already trees are catching on fire and lava. And
have you ever seen Dante's Peak?
No. Was that with Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah. It's.
I never saw it.
It like literally horrifies me.
Really?
It's still to this day, if I watch it, it'll give me like nightmares.
Really?
And it's about a volcano erupting.
So don't go near volcanoes.
Yeah, then. Don't live on that island.
Right, exactly.
I'm looking at his movies right now, and I'm trying to find it.
Well, check out the lava, man. It's like massive.
Yeah, and it's like 9,000 degrees. You like even your pinky touches it, you'll melt.
Yeah.
Ugh, freaks me out.
I know. Maybe even going near it, you'll melt.
Yeah.
Crying out loud.
Yeah, it's like being Wayne's World.
Oh, Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mamma Mia was, they like played that in one of their stoner scenes. And ever since that, I was like, nah.
Yeah. That was Dana Carvey and Michael Myers.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Mike Myers.
What a classic movie. And I couldn't even fucking remember the name. But it is a classic movie.
If you told me Dana Carvey, I probably would.
See, I didn't know his name. I was like, yeah, the guy that looks like Beavis.
Yeah.
That's like the best way I can describe him. Like the blonde mullet.
Yeah. I know. No, he's funny. Dana Carvey is extremely funny.
Is he in any other movies now?
He was on Saturday Night Live. You know, that's where he started.
Yeah, but after that?
But I can't remember his movies, but he did TV a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah. And actually that... that Wayne's World started on SNL.
Yeah, I know. It was like a skit, right? And then they decided to put in a movie. And then it was like Wayne's World 1, 2, and 3. They just did too much. It was like, okay, you guys could have left it.
It was so any of them. They sound stupid.
Yeah, like they started doing sequels. I'm like, it's not necessary. It's just like, he fell off the face of the planet, huh? Michael Myers?
Yeah, kind of.
Like he has not done a movie in like forever.
Right.
Like forever, years. Since Shrek.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Shrek was his last movie, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. So that's some time ago.
Yeah, his last movie was 2002.
Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah, he hasn't been around for a while. I wonder what happened.
Maybe he made so much money, he was like, I'm good. Maybe he was smart. He's like, I'm over this, you know?
Yeah, some people, I think, make decisions too when they... start a family and
they're like, I don't want to be away and
I don't want to be in Hollywood.
One of my favorite movies that he ever did was I Married an Axe Murderer. Have you seen that? It's pretty funny.
Is it good?
Yeah, he marries like this hot ass bitch and the whole time he thinks that she's a killer. It's pretty good though.
Yeah,
it's a classic. He's done some really good movies. I'm surprised that he hasn't like come back, but maybe he just didn't age well,
right,
either, you know, because I haven't seen any pictures, news articles, nothing of him in like 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't even thought about him, so I don't know.
Yeah,
didn't
exactly.
Think about it, but
do you know that Tom Hardy? Do you know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
He played Bane in the Batman movie.
Okay,
he's the new James Bond.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
When was that announced? Now,
like a month ago.
A month ago.
Yeah, he's like one of the hottest guys on the planet, so I'm super excited.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And he's married.
Is he British too?
He's British, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to pick a British guy.
Oh no, he's British, and he's so hot.
Really?
He's so hot. Yeah. You don't know who I'm talking about? Google him really quick.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Okay.
H A R D Y. Every girl loves him, and he has no social media.
He has no social media.
Mm-mm.
This guy's gonna be James Bond.
Yeah, isn't he so hot?
No.
What? I think he's so good looking.
Maybe without the beard, he would look.
I mean, I'm sure they're gonna whip him without the beard. Oh my god, I love him with a beard.
You do?
Yes.
Well, he would never be James Bond with a beard.
But I know he has to be.
Oh,
like,
I see what you mean. Okay, yeah.
And then once they whip him into shape, because obviously James Bond has to have a six pack.
Not necessarily. No, it wasn't always like that. It's just Daniel Craig.
No, Pierce Brosnan was in good shape.
No, he was not. Watch him and see. He had, I remember.
Did he ever not have a shirt on?
Yeah. I remember him never having a muscular body.
I mean, but he was skinny.
Probably, yeah.
Like, he didn't have, like, a pop belly.
No, he was skinny for sure.
Right, right.
But he just wasn't built. Wasn't muscular. But I liked him a lot, you know. I thought he was a great James Bond.
I thought he was a good James Bond.
Yeah.
They
Tom Hardy, I'll give it to you.
He's so hot, yeah. I would definitely have a one-night stand with him. I'd be okay with him not calling me back.
And you would marry him, though?
He's married.
Okay, so what? Would you still marry him if he wasn't married?
I probably would, yeah, for
okay, because you just said one-night stand. I'm like, well, why
he used to be addicted
him?
To coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess he stayed with his wife because she's the one that, like, helped him get through supported it. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. Break up. I'm single and waiting for you over here, okay?
Yeah. You know, it's funny how people get bummed out when somebody gets married. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, but what does marriage really mean in Hollywood?
No,
to be
but
honest?
Plus, if they weren't, would they be with you necessarily? No.
Probably not, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could be with anybody.
Exactly.
Especially a motherfucker that looks like that. Are you kidding me? He probably fucks a lot of people on the side, though. I imagine.
How do you know?
He just looks like the type of guy that can't say
no. You know, people say these things all the time, like, you look like the type, you look like the type.
People say that about me all the time, too.
I know, I've been accused of it, too, and I'm like, no, I'm not a player at all, never have been.
Me neither, actually.
I don't even have game,
you know? Have no game.
I know.
I have zero game.
But you don't need it, because you're a woman, you get...
So yeah, way back in the day, like when I first moved out here, I hooked up with this guy and he was a dick. So out of revenge, I ended up hooking up with his brother. But as, and when I say hook up, I mean like we fucked around, but we never had sex.
Right.
And then he started pissing me off. So all the time I would threaten to be like, well, I'm going to tell your brother that we hooked up.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So we stopped talking for months, but like we're still friends on Snapchat. So like last week he sent me a video of his dick. And I haven't had sex in so long, so I went along with it. And he's like, yeah, let's hang out this week. So, like, I've asked him to chill. He asked me one night to chill, but, like, I wasn't, like, properly ready down there to hang out with the guy. So I was like, oh, I can't. I have plans tonight. Ever since then, I've been asking him to chill. And he'll be like, no. But then he told me it's because he's scared I'm going to pull the same shit.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And I go, that's understandable.
You become dangerous to him.
But get the fuck over it at some point. Don't send me a video of your dick if you're not going to do anything about it. Yeah. I don't need to see a video of your dick if I'm not going to be using it later.
Wow. Guys do that.
Yeah, man. Like full-blown video of his dick jerking really? Off. Really?
Jerking off?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Coming in his hand, you name it.
Are you serious?
Yep.
That's what he showed you?
Yeah. And we went to have sex. We went
and
to
he thinks this is going to turn a girl on?
Yeah. So anyways, we went to the one time we were about to have sex. I'm not kidding, Sam. I got naked right in front of him, and his dick was like hard for like 5 minutes because we were making out and stuff. I got naked and I turned around and like, you know, like bent over for him to do what he did. He came in his hand because he couldn't even. He's like, it's your body, I can't handle it. And I was like, I literally looked at him, I go, you're
that?
Fucking kidding, right?
How do people
he
do
didn't
that?
Even touch me, and wow. He came in like 30 seconds. I think he was really embarrassed after that.
Yeah.
I try, and I don't let him live it down. I'm like, do you remember that one time?
I guess some people do have that, huh?
Yeah.
Where they premature, whatever you want to call it.
They get like too excited or something.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a real thing. Like, you guys can't control that?
No, I never get like that.
No, but I mean, as a man, sometimes you can't control that.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I've never been one of these guys.
Like, he didn't jerk off nothing.
Right.
It was just like, just bam, come. Done.
No, that never happened to me. Not even
close. I was
close.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Nah. No, when you take, and especially when you take like antidepressant medication like I do, you have to work hard for an orgasm.
Oh, really?
You really do.
That sucks.
I know.
That sucks, dick. My sister's getting really bad anxiety, actually. They told her they just prescribed her some medication, but she's not going to take it.
Why?
And the side effects are really bad. Like, yeah, it's like a long list of.
Yeah, but to be anxious is not great either.
Well, she's anxious because of my fucking parents.
Yeah.
She's like in the middle of their beef constantly, 24/7. I'm like, mom and dad are giving you anxiety. Just fucking cut them out.
Yeah. But it's not really, so it's more situational.
Yeah, thing. That's what I'm saying. It's okay, not like it's not like she's had it her whole life.
Right.
Like, I mean, me and her, every once in a while, have like a little bouts of anxiety, but it's not like every day. It's like, oh my God, I'm having a panic attack. She's only having these because she's in the middle of my parents' beef, and she doesn't know how to tell them both to shut the fuck up.
Right.
You know?
Wow, that sucks, man, to be in the middle of both your parents.
Yeah, like they both talk shit to her and like hope that she relays the message to him. And right. She's like, I don't want to do this. I'm like, then don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Then don't do it. It's simple. But she lives with my mom, so it's hard.
Yeah, yeah. How do you get away from that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Moving right along. Yeah, weekend plans. I don't have any in every. Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, it is. That's right.
Everybody's getting fucked up at noon. Everyone's starting to drink at noon tomorrow.
At noon, okay.
And then everyone will be dead by like 5, 6. Like, if I start drinking at noon, I'm done by 5.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, I'm not a drinker, so I'm not worried about that. All right, folks, we're at the end of the show. We want to thank Ben Roof for calling in. Check him out. BenRooMusic.com. That's the website. BenRooMusic.com. And check out his music. And Danny, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.